Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Blog
Talk Radio.
It's 310.
Hello, this is Mo. 982. Keep calling.
118.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to ask all of the listeners to please keep your phone until it's time for us to ask questions or for our listeners to join us. But once again, thank you for calling in to the Mojo Blog Talk Radio Show. This is our last final show of the year. And John and I would like to first thank you all for calling in. And I'm so excited about the show tonight because we have...
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Street Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We have a few rules on Street Talk. We ask that you do not use profanity, and we respect each other's opinions. I also ask that we speak one at a time so that we can all hear each other speak. Also, remember, we are on live, so if you are not speaking, put your phones on mute. So that we can, hold on just one second, so that we can not hear the background noises. We can be reached at 310-982-4126. Okay, tonight's topic is about morals and respect when it comes to getting money. I mean, people are going a bit too far, I think. Do I have any callers on tonight? Hello. If so, please introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Peaches.
I can't hear you. What you say?
This Peaches.
Hey, Peaches. How are you on tonight?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Y'all doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing okay on tonight. I was trying to see, in today's society, we're experiencing different things when it comes to people making money. People will go far to get money nowadays. Have you had any episodes where people that you meet are going way too far to get money?
I guess I ain't been around nobody too much right now, so I just ain't know what they're doing. But I've seen, people do a lot of things. But no, I haven't since I've been back.
Mm-mm. Yeah, people are doing all kind of things nowadays to get money. And I've encountered a couple of situations within these last couple of weeks where I've seen on the news where a guy had killed the whole family over income tax money. I found that quite strange.
It's bad out there, but I don't think it's not that bad to where you can't. I mean, I guess people feel they have to pull an image to where they have to have this and they have to have that. So, I mean, and it's by any means necessary, I guess. Oh, no. I can't get that. Where you hurt somebody like that for the money.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine who jailed the other day because he went as far as to steal money from his girlfriend in order to try to buy himself a car. And I thought that was way, way too far.
That's bad, though.
I've seen different episodes.
You where people, trust.
You say what? I'm sorry.
I say that's somebody you're supposed to trust.
Yeah, that's somebody you're supposed to trust. Yeah, I understand that, but people don't. You can't trust people when you get money nowadays. I don't believe. What are your feelings as far as trusting people when people do get money?
I try to not be around too many people, and the people that I want to surround myself with, people that you know that I'm kind of close to, that I really don't feel like I have to worry about that. I'm talking about really close to, you know, to where, everybody doing their own thing, you know, and you're not the kind of person in the world just because Jay's came out, you know. Being that we done got older, I don't have to have everything as soon as it come out or have this or that. So if I don't have it right now, then I can wait, you know what I'm saying? So that's the kind of people I want to surround myself with. You can take time and get, you know, you can get what you want regardless. What if we have to come to it, we have to put it in layaway. Or in 9 out of 10, most of the people that the guys is taking from, like you say, he took his girlfriends at Comtech. So you didn't work? He didn't get no taxes?
I'm not sure if he got taxes or not. I just feel like that's way out of hand, and people shouldn't go that far in order to try to get income. You know, I don't know if he got money or not, but I feel like if he did, I don't know. Maybe he spent his. You know? Yeah, I think maybe he spent his. He tried to steal her money. I mean, he took off running and things of that nature, and then he cried out, and she had to call the police officers and all of that.
Oh. And you know the first thing people say, yeah, let me see, what is it? Money is the root of all evil. No, it's not. It's the love of money. Because you want that money. It's not the money. It's you want it that bad to make it, you know, to the evil, to where you would do anything to get it.
Excuse me, caller. I hear background noises. What were you all saying? Were you trying to say something about the subject that we're speaking on tonight? Hello, Chantel. Excuse me, can you please put your phone on mute, please? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I have to put the other lady's phone on mute because maybe she understand that we're on live on Blog Talk. But, people will go real far to try to, you know, they scheme and they lie and they steal. I mean, I feel like people should get jobs and, you know, other people should encourage people to get jobs, you know. And if you're friends with people, you should really encourage your friends, you know, instead of having them to go steal and, you know, lie and cheat in order to get money from other people. I mean, people are doing the most. And, I mean, around this time of year, people are going way over far and beyond to get money. You know?
Yep.
Do we have any new callers on Blog Talk Radio on tonight? Hello? Yes. What was I going to say? People are losing their morals. You know, people are losing, you know, how can I put it? No one understands that money is not the root of all evil. It's the things that you do for the money that causes you, that causes the money to become evil, because the money itself is not doing anything. It's the people that are doing the things for the money. Kind of get what I'm saying?
That's what I was saying. That's how I was trying to say it a while ago. I don't know if I said it right, but that's what That's what I was leading up to. You know, it's not the money. The money not doing shit. It's what you do to get the money. And, how, you know, what I mean, some people, like you say, the that to, for what him to be thinking, I don't want to keep talking about him, but I'm just saying, what's in his mind? Because when that money's gone or when you get this car, you gonna, you know, you still going to see this girl again. Or how you, what kind of heart do you have to feel that shit? I mean, I don't know. I can't get it.
Yeah, I don't know why people so much to give money. I mean, if a person is willing to help you or do something for you, you shouldn't go. You shouldn't steal from a person or lie to a person in order to get money. You should just ask the person for what you need instead of trying to take it or trying to manipulate a person. I mean, people steal things,
Stores
and things of that nature because I believe that they need things, you know. And sometimes instead of just going and asking, you know, you can go and ask a neighbor or maybe ask your church members or maybe ask your friends for money. You don't have to do expensive sports or try to put yourself out on someone or, like, you know, just go out and just do something strange, you know. And you can lose friends and hurt your hearts and feelings, you know, trying to get money and trying
and
to manipulate.
And you can also lose.
I'm sorry, what did you
say?
Yeah,
and you can also lose. I say, and you can also lose your life because the right person, you know, so they, just think if she would have been one quick, you know, she could have had a gun, anything. I mean.
Yeah, people could have had guns or anything. You know, people when people take your money and then try to leave with it, people have guns and stuff. I mean, people will shoot you over money.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't get that hard up. People shouldn't be that hard up for money. You know, money is not, I want people to understand that money is not everything, you know. There's friends, family, love.
Mm-hmm.
You can do things without money, you know. We have new callers on the line. Caller 0675, can you introduce yourself, please? Hello? I have another caller at 0. The end of, if your last four digits of your phone number is 0675, can you please say hello? I can't hear you all. Did you all call in or your phone's on mute? I see the callers, but I don't hear them. Hello?
Uh-huh.
I can't hear them. Hold on just a second. Let me see what's going on with the microphones. Okay, hello, callers. No, hold on just one second. Okay, say something.
Me?
Can the other callers hear, can the other callers hear their person?
I don't hear nobody.
Yeah, I don't hear anybody either, but I see that we have a couple of callers on. If you all could possibly walk inside the area. Hold on just one second. Let me try to see why it's not working for them. Yeah. Yeah, but you can't talk. Push number one to try to talk to the host. Push number one. Hello, can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you now. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you all?
I'm fine.
Okay. We were talking on tonight
What's
about...
What's the topic for today?
We were talking about the love of money. People do things for the love of money. And we were just sharing an incident where a guy stole a lady's money. And she had to call the police and send him to jail because he stole her money, you know, from her hands, you know, and that was her friend, and she cared about it, and, you know, she thought that was her friend, you know, and he stole her money, and we thought that it was kind of, you know, devilish for him to do that.
Yeah, that was devilish. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's devilish is accusing people of stuff without having evidence. you know, of stealing money and things like that as well. Like, we have tax season right now, and a lot of people are claiming people's kids. And sometimes, I mean, this year has been a glitch with the tax reform and things like that, but I personally have a sister who asked the cousin if I filed her child on my taxes. And I'm like, that's absurd, you know.
Wow. Yeah, that's absurd, for real.
Yeah, that's devilish, too. Especially if you ain't talked to your sister in years and, you know, like, for the love of money, it's like you should know your family. And then she turns around and said, well, I know it's not her, but maybe her girlfriend. I'm like, well, my ex-girlfriend has two kids of her own, so why would she want to claim a third child, you know? So it's just like greed, you know. That, I think that's devilish as well. I mean,
yeah. That is. People go to the extreme. I mean, people, I see people play like their family has died. I've heard of people saying that their house is caught on fire, you know, to try to talk other people out of, to try to help them, you know, get money. And then I be thinking to myself, like, what are you going to do with the money once you get it? I mean, we can all share money. That's not a problem. People should work, get a job, or, you know, kind of do things for money, you know. They have jobs out here, and if you can't get a job, maybe you can ask people to borrow money. They have loans. They have different kind of things that you can do yourself, you know, to get your own income. You
they got yards?
Yeah, they have. You said they have who?
Yards. You can cut people grass. You can, pick up cans, something. I mean, there's something always out there to do. A lot of people, I feel, just lazy and don't want to, they rather... You know, like you say, taking somebody else, that ain't, you know, that's, I don't know. I'm not understanding that shit.
You can't cuss on
thing.
Street
I mean,
talk.
Especially you're taking from, oh, excuse me.
You can't cuss on street talk. Yeah, you can't cuss on street talk. I apologize for that caller. But, yeah, what were you saying?
Sorry, mother. You know, I'm just saying, it's kind of odd. And then you're taking from, people that you don't see these people, you're going to be around this person again. It's not like it's no excuse regardless of who you're taking it from. Man, you're taking from somebody that's probably to help you, fed you, and, you know, all of this, you know. So, yeah, that it's going to hurt that person, you know, for you going that far. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially once you've been around that person. I mean, you have to go back around that person again. I mean, at the end of all that, like after you spent their money up, like what are you going to do when you need them again?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of out of control. You know, people need to gain a conscience and learn that you don't have to just take from a person. You know, you can tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will give you money if you'll just tell the truth about what you need it for. You know, maybe you just need help. You know what I'm saying? But I think sometimes people are afraid to tell you what they need it for. I mean, first of all, people say, if I ask you for money, I don't have to tell you what I need it for. I feel like if you're going to go to a person and ask them for money and they have kids and things of that nature, you should take into consideration that they have kids, they have bills and things of that nature. You need to look at your outlook and then look at their outlook and then see if they are able to actually give you the money that you need. And if you know, like, take into consideration if it will be hurting them for you to ask them for it. Because some people will give it to you thinking that you really need it because they care about you, and they'll go into the money that they have saved up to do something that they really need done, you know, because they have a big heart and because they have the love of God. And they feel like what you're going to go do, you know, some people won't even ask you, what are you going to do with the money, you know, because you ask them, they're nice enough to just give it to you because they love and they care about you. But you should take into consideration of the person that you're asking the money from. You kind of get what I'm saying? Like, a single person shouldn't go ask. I feel like if you're single and you're of sound mind and body to get a job and work, you shouldn't go ask a person that has 4 or 5 kids living in a whole house with a whole bills, with, like, lights, electricity, a car, rent, you know, all that. You shouldn't ask that person for money, and you're one person, unless you really need it. Kind of get what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. Who? Hello, who?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Is Ponytail still on the line?
Who's Ponytail?
Yeah.
Okay, we can't really hear her from her phone. She must have been pushing one to talk to the host.
Yeah,
okay, we can hear you from whose phone, I think.
Hello?
I hear you from my phone.
Yeah, we can hear you from the other phone. That's fine.
It's a delay in the satellite.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
It's a delay in the phone. That's all.
Oh, okay, that'll be fine. I can hear you all still fine. That'll be fine. But, yeah, I wanted to say, you know, we've covered the fact that people shouldn't, you know, people should gain a little more respect for themselves than to go and ask people, you know, for the things that they need if they have a sound mind and body and they're able bodies to work. Maybe when people come and ask us for money, we can try to give them ways, try to show them ways that'll help them be successful in life. You know, kind of if a person asks you for money and you know you don't have the money to give, try to show them, like, lead them to, like, money, like, lead them to work, you know, say positive things for them, you know, kind of help encourage our friends and, you know, kind of things of that nature. What do y'all think about that?
Yeah, you know, some people only listen to you when you try to tell them what to go get a job and stuff. They so hard when you go out and get a job.
Okay, you have an echo on your phone. I'm sorry. Could you talk into the phone?
Hello?
Okay.
This phone? Y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, when you try to tell somebody that.
Yeah, this stay right there.
Yeah, walk away from whatever you are by, so that we won't hear the echo because we're all live and it sounds kind of difficult to hear you.
Now, do you hear me? Y'all don't hear no echo now.
We don't hear echo now. We would like to hear you clearly. Okay, go ahead and tell us.
Yeah, you know, like when you tell people, well, each job. It's certain way, it's places or you can go out here and get jobs, it's resources out here that help you get jobs, but people don't want to just go out here and really get nothing. They just want people to put money in your pocket, just like, here you go. Here goes some money, if you have it. But I don't have money to give nobody. I have to pay my bills and take care of my kids myself. But I know the situation about the men that took the money, about the car and all that stuff and all that. That was wrong and stuff. When you try to help somebody, you need to look at this stuff. Look at it in real life and say, well, this person is trying to help me. And if I'm not going to purchase the car, I can't get their money back and stuff like that. That was wrong for that person from doing that girl like that and whatever. That's wrong. That's the wrong situation. So that's me. I used to help a lot of people. For 2015, I said I'm not helping nobody else out. If you can't help yourself, you can't help me, and I can't help you.
You know, it's kind of hard to say that you won't help anybody, given the fact that you have friends and you want to kind of. You know, you don't want to get out of the spirit of helping because people need help sometimes. But you have to take
into
consideration.
You have to cut yourself out because you know if you gonna help a friend, that friend gonna always want you to help them. You don't have to cut yourself out from them friends. You don't have to let them friends alone. That's how I look at the picture. You better leave them friends alone because your friends ain't gonna want to help you when you need help.
See, that's the thing. When you really have a
you
true
got the wrong
friend, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. When you really have a true friend, your true friend is going to know not to ask you for help if it's going to hurt you. You kind of get what I'm saying? A true friend will know, hey,
they'll look at the details around the situation. That's what I'm saying. Some people come to you knowing that you have bills to pay and stuff, and that they have nothing else to do with the money that they're trying to borrow. Kind of get what I'm saying? Some people just want to say,
yeah,
hey, can you buy me a cigarette? And you be thinking to myself, okay, you need a cigarette, but I need food in my house. I have two kids, and, like, I pay rent, I pay light bill, I pay water, I pay gas to ride me and you around, but then you asking me for a cigarette money. I don't have cigarette money to spur. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't smoke a cigarette, so why should I pay for you a cigarette? You know?
So your friend is not going to ask you for stuff like that unless you just have some extra money. You kind of get what I'm saying? A person that's single, I think people should take into consideration, like, if it's your friend, they're not going to do that anyway. But sometimes friends really need help. And if you see a friend that needs help, if you're a friend, you will volunteer to help them. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Okay, let me point out a situation. You know, like, you know, it's income tax season, right?
Yes.
You know, all these people getting this money on income tax and stuff. You know, before income tax, they was all in your face. You hear me? They was all in your face when they didn't have nothing. But when you have something, they all in your face. But when they get their money, they don't want to be in your face. They don't want to answer your phone calls. They don't want to do nothing for you. They always say, oh, well, I have this to do. I have that to do. But look at the situation. Like, for instance, okay, I called my friend one day. Now, I called her yesterday to get a ride to my daughter's house. Oh, my car is in the shop. Oh, okay, that's how it is. Your car is in the shop now. But when I get my ride, when you didn't have no ride and you call on me and I had a ride, I'm always there for you. You didn't have to have no gas or nothing. I'm going to take you where you need to go and stuff. It's all right when you do it for somebody, but then when you ask that person to do it for you, oh, it's a problem.
Well, you know what? One thing about it, though, everybody's not like that person. Everybody's not that. That's why you have to, you know, sort out your friends and who not your friends. Because, like you say, you know, like that person, like the whole year, you around, you off and all you around, but when it's time you get your money, you disappear. You answer your phone, or you don't, you know, you don't even call, you know, whether you owe somebody or not. People just, I mean, it's just really maybe not your friend.
Money is the rule of all evil things. That's all.
Money is not the rule of all evil. It's the love of the money.
It's the love
that
of money.
The problem. That's what I'm trying to bring out. How far a person will go to get the money. Like, how deep is it a person will get. That's what I'm saying. People will go outrageous. It's the love of the money. If people had morals and respect and people would live by God's laws, people would not go so far and start carrying on for the income. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you got to learn who you're dealing with. You got to pay attention to the stuff that's around you. Like you just brung out. You said your friend said they car broke. They car in the shop. Because they got their money and they want to go their own way. So next time, you have to just tell them, hey, look, it's not a secret that your car is not in the shop. And if you can't pick me up now, please don't pick me up later when you need my income to do something. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm
telling you, money do change people, because it's many a time that I help people out when I didn't, even if I didn't have no money, I'm still gonna help that person out. You hear me? But it's just like I say, money do change people. Money is money, 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 money. That's all it is, all about money. It ain't from the kindness of your heart. It ain't, well, I will do this for you, and, oh, let me just take you where you need to go today.
Yeah.
They don't look at it like that. They don't look at it like that. They want the money. Go ahead. What you got to say?
No, I was just going to say, I guess I was just too, friendly, because I wasn't, I mean, that's not, when I get money up, I mean, as far as like love songs or something like that, I don't want to take shopping. I do, you know, if like you my partner, you with me, or even I'm a cow, my partner, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? It's just, some people are not used to having things, or, you know what I'm saying? Or when they, like you say, you want to go off and hide. When you want to go off and hide because you got a little money now, not thinking that this year, it's going to be a little time later on in this year, you're going to need that friend again, that person that was there for you. You know, you go, I mean, it's always something that you'll need me again. You know, they say that, they're saying, and that's for real. So that's why you have to watch what you do to people. The same people you meet on your way up, and I guess some people feel like they up when they got money like that. So the same people you meet on your way up, you're going to meet them on your way back down. So you have to really watch how you treat people, how you do people, because, you know, some people don't appreciate things, and they just not, maybe not even that. It's just they're just not used to it.
Yeah, when you're not used to something, you're wasteful anyway, so it won't last that long. Kind of get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when you're not used to something, you act different when you get something different. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But it's not a bad thing to be excited about having money, because the excitement be like, hey, let's go do something. When you get money, it's like, hey, let's go do something. But you want to do that stuff with your same friends. You don't want to break the chain. Like, how can I put it? If I'm with you today when I was broke, I'm going to be with you tomorrow when I do got money. You know what I'm saying? But it's like,
at that point, that's
because I'm used to income. A person that's not used to income, they carry on. They stop answering their phones. I mean, it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And it hurts
to say it, but that's where you kind of notice. You got to say, hey, how can I put it? You got to say, hey, look, what is going on today that didn't go on yesterday? You kind of get what I'm saying? Like, why aren't you my real friend? Like, you got to take into consideration that some people just change altogether when they get income, but then when they broke, you'll catch them calling you, asking me, hey, take me somewhere. Can you pick me up? You know, and I know when my friends got money, because my real friends, they're going to say, hey, let's go have some dinner. Let's take the kids somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Come pick me up. I got some income today. You know what I'm saying? And that's because I get my money, and I be like, okay, I have money all the time. So it's like, it's not a secret to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm used to it. If I don't have money, I'm going to be the same person when I don't have money and when I do have money. You know what I'm saying? So when you're the same every day, like they say, God don't change. You're not supposed to change. You're supposed to be the same person. You're supposed to be loving. You're supposed to be caring. You're supposed to help if you can. But if you can't help, don't use, how can I put it, don't use the money that you need. Like, some people use the money that they need to help another person, and then they expect it right back, and that's when a problem come in. That's why I say wise words. If a person talks to you about money, tell, you know, if this is my thing, I don't talk to people about money much. We don't have a relationship about money, because if I'm not working for you, then why are we conversating about income? Friends don't talk about money. You just pull up in places and do things with each other. Kind of get what I'm saying?
Exactly. And another thing about money, like they say, another thing they say, if you got, and the person that got money, you're not going to be all, you know how you people be all on the social networks showing their money and this, that, and that. If you got money, you ain't going to be showing your money no way. You know what I'm saying? What you going to be, for what?
Who needs it? You know what I'm saying? Do you need somebody to come get it? Like, that's when people start robbing people.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but why do so many people steal? I'm talking about, my son have a cell phone, and they stole his cell phone at the schoolhouse the other day. He got a new cell phone, And I'm not going to cut the cell phone off at all, but it's just like, who you going to call on that phone? Because the phone is already paid for. I'm not going to release the line. Even if you go buy a SIMS card, you're going to buy your SIMS card for nothing because you don't have a phone to put the SIMS card in because the phone belongs to this account. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So people be trying to scheme. You can't do that. Like, at the end of the day, there's nothing to do. Like, what are you going to do about it? You kind of get what I'm saying?
For nothing. You did it for nothing. For what? I mean,
it's like people stealing for nothing. Because after your money is gone, you have to come back around the same people, do the same thing.
The same people.
We have a new caller. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hi, Reddit. It's Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
All right. You told me to call in and see what's up.
Yeah, we're calling. We're speaking tonight about how far people go for money. You know, we've came into the camp that people, it's income tax season, right? And people are carrying on for money.
Yeah.
People are doing all kind of things. And, I mean, you got to understand that you're going to have the same friends after your money is gone.
Exactly.
Yeah. So have you encountered any problems this time of the year where people are carrying on?
Well, I encounter that all year long. I got friends when I got money, but when I ain't got no money, I ain't got no friends.
So those are not your friends. Do any of the callers online want to speak to her about that?
Yep, they're not. That's what she just, you said it. They're not your friends. That's it. If you're not my friend, we can't wake up and I call you, regardless, if neither one of us got no money, I'm still, I talk to you, you my partner regardless. But if I'm the type of friend, if my friend, once upon a time, if my friend ain't got it, I'm going to see to it that if I got it, and I, you know, my kid's grown, so if I got it, I'm going to speak to it to my friend. You know, if she needs something, or, you know, if it ain't nothing but something to eat, you know, if I'm going to look out for my friend. You know what I'm saying? And then, but some of these friends that we call them friends are the type that, well, if they, you can have, like you say, you have money, your friend's right there. But when they get money, they're not even, you know, you can't even talk to them. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll ask for something and they'll beat around the bush, or I'll call you back later and let you know why you can't let me know now. That means you ain't going to do it. But you expect me to answer you right offhand. And I don't even left on the side of the road. I needed $3 to get a gallon of gas to go home. And it was either they buy their drugs or come help me get my gas. They bought their drugs and left me sitting there.
Wow. See, that's an experience that you don't want to have, and that's not true friends right there. If they left you on the side of the road, I mean, you have to gain morals and respect about yourself, you know. And people don't understand that. I mean, after, like you just said, people buy drugs instead of helping their friends out. Like, if you have a friend, your friend is going to see that you're in need. You kind of get what I'm saying? You don't have to ask your friend for stuff because your friend will see that you need it. And if they have it, they'll give it to you. You don't have to ask them and you don't have to beg. Kind of get what I'm saying? But if a person is seeing that you need stuff all the time, then you might be just scheming. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Using somebody to your advantage.
Yep.
Knowing that you're
the type of person that'll give it, you know what I'm saying, and then you gonna ask me every time, you know what I'm saying, and then that's not a friend, you're just a user.
But like they say, some people are in your life for a reason and some people in your life for a season.
That's real talk.
I agree with you guys.
So I'm just a lesson.
What'd you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Huh?
I said, what did you say? I didn't hear you.
I said, like they say, some people are in your life for a reason and some just a season.
Yeah. I agree with you on that, because I have friends that also, when they feel like if you get money that you owe them something immediately.
Yeah.
Have y'all experienced any of that?
Not really.
Like if you go to work and you work for your money, and then on payday, they feel like we all got to chill immediately.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, they feel like such got paid today, so we finna get high today.
Yeah.
But the same way I get mine, you can get yours too.
So you feel like it's the drugs that's leading people to feel like money is people are going for. Okay, you feel like people are on drugs, so that's why they being disloyal and using the money.
Mhm.
Oh, okay. I can kind
of
agree.
Some of them couldn't be. Some of them not. They could just be.
What if they're not on
drugs?
Yeah. What if they're not on drugs?
That's what
I mean.
They could be not.
Yeah.
They could just be using them just because they can.
Yeah.
What do y'all think about the guys that are actually saying? I've talked to a couple of guys that are saying that they go from girl to girl during this time of the season to get the income, and I feel like that's kind of wrong a little bit. What do y'all think about that? Have y'all
encountered? I done heard little things with the guys talking, like, you know, about, you know, how they at this time of year they get real nice, you know, like a little bit before this time of year, you know, because they know tax time is coming, so they being real nice. I mean, a lot of times you got to wake up, you know what I'm saying, and see, because this nigga ain't been like this whole year, so so when tax time come, I'm gonna have that frown like Gizmo on my face. Ask me, no, don't. Let me give you. Don't ask me. If I'm going to give it to you, let me give it to you. Don't ask me for it.
So what do you think we can do to encourage people that are listening to not fall into these situations that we've talked about on tonight?
If that man is, not meeting you halfway, you know, like, because I know somebody got to have somewhere to stay. One of y'all got somewhere to stay. If he, your spouse or your little whatever, he got to be, you know, helping you all the time. Or if you need something, not just got to be all the time, but if you need something, you should be able to go to him and it not be a problem. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you could go to and they, you know, they get mad. Or, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying it should be a time where, I mean, a guy that where if, if I can give you, it shouldn't be no problem with you helping me. And if not, then, I mean, I have to determine, well, then you're not for me either. If you can't, you know, meet me halfway, then you're not for me.
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying,
I heard background
noise. Can somebody get the background noise? Hold on. Can somebody get the background noise? Because I can't hear everybody. Okay, what were you saying?
It?
You can go ahead and talk. Yeah, you can go ahead and talk.
I said if you don't come around me when I'm doing good, if you weren't around me when I was at my worst time.
Right, that's what, yeah. That's well put.
Okay, so if you can't, okay, say it one more time so that everybody can hear you.
If you can't be around me when I'm doing bad, then don't come around me when I'm doing good.
That's a great thing. That's good words of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we can all agree on that.
Yes, ma'am.
And I find it that it's kind of hard sometimes. Women's egos, not only women, but men's egos are also stepped upon when it comes to being used and manipulated for money. And, I mean, I've seen people go as far as to hurt one another for the money, and I feel like you don't have to go that far. If you're friends and if you love one another, you should do these things all season long. You should gain a little more, try to talk to your friends. If you see somebody and they're being used and they're your friend, you know, kind of talk to them and try to help them and let them know that, you know, that they can do better and that they don't have to accept the things that the people are doing to them, whether they're male or female, because you have females and males that are going through the things out here nowadays as far as doing difficult, sitting different places and doing different things for money. You have people that are having the sex for the money. You have people that are going over and beyond to get it. I mean, you have people going in the gutter to get it. You have people going out doing all kind of things to get money, y'all. And it's getting to the point where our children are seeing us do these things, and we have younger children out here that's watching us and looking at us. And I want to encourage anybody that can hear our voice on tonight and let people know that money is not the root of all evil. It's the things that you do for the money and the things that you do with the money, because some people will pay you to do bad things as well. You know what I'm saying? So don't get caught up in the experience of having money. Start to learn that with or without the money, to be the same person and to try to get more into God and to try to get more into exercise some of God's principles, you know, as far as loving each other and sharing and caring for each other. Because if you can do all those things, then you'll know when to help and when not to help. You can start identifying when a person is trying to use you, and you can step back from it without harming them or without anybody getting hurt. And, you know, you can kind of remove yourself from situations, and you won't have to go as far as to have to get hurt or hurt anyone for the money. Kind of get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real talk.
Yeah, and I appreciate you all for calling on tonight. We have 5 minutes left. I don't have any announcements to make on tonight. I just want to say thank you all for calling Blog Talk and let y'all know that we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. I hadn't been on lately because things were going on with myself. And y'all know life goes on. And I want y'all to know that we're here to help each other. And we have other shows that come on Blog Talk. Y'all can use the same number on Monday nights and Wednesday nights. We have a website that you can go on. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Granny's Place. And you can look and listen to all the shows that we've done on Street Talk, as well as My Sister, My Friend. We also have, we have Free on the Inside. And we also have a marriage show, kind of counseling. I don't want to say counseling, but like what people get on and talk about the situations that you all go through when you're married as a couple and things of that nature. And it's a wife and a husband that's hosting that show. And I'm going to start calling into that show myself because I heard that they've been doing real good on that show. And I would encourage you all to call as well. And if you all can give this number out and tell your friends to call on Friday nights, that'll be great as well. I want to bring people on and share. This show is designed to actually come on and just where everybody talk about different subjects that's going on in the world today, where we can help each other and encourage each other. And maybe come on and just, you know, free your mind. You know, just talk to Reddy. Let me know what's going on in life. And if I can help, I can help and give you our resources that I come into contact with, and that anybody that's within the Granny's Place ministries that can come in and talk to, you know, that can help. If y'all need help, y'all can also just go on Facebook. We have a Street Talk page, and you can inbox me, or you can just leave a message. You know, just leave a hello on the page sometime, And we're on every Friday night, like I told y'all, from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And thank y'all for calling Street Talk. I want to say a prayer on tonight before we leave. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to say thanks for allowing us to come on to Street Talk on tonight and to enjoy each other's conversations and to just get to know each other and try to figure out some things and have an understanding about what's going on in today's society. And I want to say, Father God, please lead us and guide us for the rest of this week and the rest of our lives, and help us to learn to love and to help one another without having to go through strenuous situations when it comes to encountering situations with money. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you all for calling on tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all have a good night.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Thank you, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.